There are only 3 bone-led X-ray fluorescence, or XRF, machines in the United States. That includes one at Purdue. Purdue professor Linda Nye says they're more effective than most lead tests, which measure the amount in blood or urine and thus show only short-term exposure.
The half-life of lead in bone is up to decades, which means bone lead would reflect cumulative exposure.
Nye and her colleagues at Harvard and Boston University are working to prove a portable XRF gun is just as effective as Nye's stationary lead testing machine. The researchers think testing people affected by East Chicago's lead crisis might prove the machine's effectiveness in those with higher lead exposure, as well as help residents receive a rare, valuable test. Maritza Lopez, who's lived in East Chicago more than 50 years and whose health problems include hemorrhages, lost teeth, and cancer, says her neurologist has ordered an XRF test.
I've been having that order for my doctors since January. Nobody does it.
This Saturday, Nye and her colleagues are traveling to Lake County in hopes of recruiting testing subjects. They'll meet prospective test subjects at noon on Saturday at the East Chicago Public Library. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.